We're on Yeshaya Perek Nun Beis. We learned before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Miat Vatiri Me'enosh Yomus. Why is the Klal Yisrael, why are you afraid of Me'enosh Yomus, from a mortal that dies, has no power, no lasting value? Why are you afraid of them? Vatishkach Hashem Osecha, you forgot Hashem who has made you into what you are. Now in Perek Nun Beis, the Novi says it's not enough not to be afraid. The time will come at the Geula where Klal Yisrael will show their strength and their power. Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Awaken, awaken, don your strength, Tzion. Klal Yisrael had also mentioned earlier, the Novi davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Nun Aleph, Uri, Uri, Livshi Oz, Zeroa Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, that Hashem should awaken, and Hashem should cloak himself in his strength, Zeroa Hashem, and show his arm. Kaviyochol, he should show his power. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, the Geula is going to come with Klal Yisrael showing, Klal Yisrael will show their strength, the time will come. Uri, Uri, Hashem says, you should waken up. Livshi Uzech Tzion, and Tzion should don their strength. Livshi Bigdei Sifarteich, put on your clothing, your garments of splendor, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, the holy city. We've mentioned before, Tzion is the part of Yerushalayim, where the Beis HaMikdash is, where the Sanhedrin sat, where the Kohanim reside, where the holy, the center of the nation is, where the Malchus is, Malchus Beis David, is in Ir Tzion. Oz is the inner strength, the inner fortitude, the power that comes from within. And the Novi says, Uri, Uri, awaken, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Tzion, which is the inner power of our nation. It's the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahuna, the Malchus Beis David. That's the inner strength of our people. Livshi Uzech Tzion. Tzion should now don its strength. The clothing is what you see on the outside. Livshi Bigdei Sifarteich Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And when Tzion is the way it is with its oaths and with that inner power, so then even what's visible on the outside, you'll see the city settled, as the Malbim says, with the Osher and the Ribui you'll see there'll be a multitude of people and they'll be successful. You'll see the garments, the outer splendor, that will be worn by Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, the holy city, Ki lo Yosef voch od, Yovo voch od, Oro v'tomei. No longer will anyone who's uncircumcised, or who's tomei, defiled, they'll never enter the city of Yerushalayim. Some learn it means they won't come as a ruler anymore, Yerushalayim will remain forever independent. Some of Forshim point out that even those that are circumcised, like the Yishmaelim, the Arabs, Lo Yavo Voch Od Orel, there won't be anyone who's uncircumcised coming. And even if he's like an Arab, V'tomei, but he's Tomei, he's defiled, and they won't come into Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be the holy city. He's not Rimeyofar. Shake off the dust from yourself. Kumi Shvi Yerushalayim. Arise, get up from the ground. Kumi, get up, Shvi, and sit on a chair. No longer be sitting in the dirt. Kumi Shavi Yerushalayim. Get up and sit, Yerushalayim. Hispadchi Mosrei Tzavorech. Hispadchi means to untie, undo. Mosrei Tzavorech, the straps that are on your neck. Shavi Obas Tzion, the captive daughter of Tzion, we who are in Golus, we are the Bas Yerushalayim, the Shvi Yerushalayim, the Bas Tzion, we identify, we are the children of Yerushalayim and Tzion. Shake off the dirt of Golus. Undo the straps that are confining us. First we mention how Yerushalayim and Tzion will don their splendor, show their grandeur. And now we speak to the captives, those that have been captured. And there are two types of captives. There's the general populace, the people of Yerushalayim that are in Golus. And then there are the royalty, those that were in Tzion, the royal family, the important Kohanim, all the Chashuvim, those that are important. And when the nation's taken into captivity, they're in two different categories. Those that are prominent and important are kept under lock and key and are guarded and tied up. And they're watched. The general people is just left and they're taken as refugees and they're abandoned. They're in a strange country. They've been uprooted from their homeland. And they're just suffering. But there's nobody watching over them. They're like abandoned. The regular people, those of Yerushalayim, that find themselves in Golus, and they're like Hefker, lying on the ground like animals. Hisnari miofar. They should shake off that dirt from Golus. And Kumi Shvi Yerushalayim. Get up, you captive of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah how there were many, in Daf Lamed Aleph, there were many stages of the Golus. Like the Shekhinah left the Beis HaMikdash in gradual steps. It left the Kodesh Kadoshim to the threshold, to the courtyard. So it left outside the Beis HaMikdash and it went further and further. So too Klal Yisrael went down and down and down. And the Gemara says, and from the lowest place when they're wallowing in the dirt, they're like, they're in the dirt, but then the Gula will come. Hisnari meyofer, you may be lying in the dirt, but shake it off. Because the Gula is coming. And that's the Shvi Yerushalayim, the captives of Yerushalayim that are on the ground. They're Hefker. Nobody cares about them. Then there are the Bas Tzion. Those from Tzion, the royalty, those that are not left Hefker. They're under guard. Hispatchi Mosrei Tzavorech. And those that are tied up, those that are being watched, Hispatchi. Now they should arise, they should undo the straps on your neck, Shavia Bas Tzion, the captive daughter of Tzion. Kicho Amar Hashem, for so says Hashem, Chinom Nimkartem, you were sold for nothing, V'lo B'chesef Tigo'elu, and without money you will be redeemed. Rashi says, the reason we were sold into Golus is not like somebody who sells a slave because he wants to make money. It's a business deal. Hashem says, you went into Golus chinam for like nothing. Why did you go into Golus? Al iske chinam hu yetzer hara she'enu lechem lischar. The yetzer hara. There's no profit over there. The yetzer hara caused you to do an avera. Because of the yetzer hara, there's a punishment. So therefore, Klal Yisrael got involved with nothing, with the Yetzirah that's worthless. Chinom nimkartem, because of the Yetzirah, you ended up being sold into Golus. But it wasn't like you were sold and the Goyim paid a price for you, and it has to be ransomed. But v'lo b'kesef tigo'elu, if you were sold for nothing, and they had no rights to you, so you'll be redeemed without any money. The truth is, chinam nimkartem, if we look at it also, Klal Yisrael, comparing them to the Goyim have nothing on us. It's not like they were ever better than us. Klal Yisrael has always been better. But we haven't lived up to Hashem's standard. But the fact that we were sold to the Goyim was a punishment for us. But the Goyim don't deserve to have us as their prisoners and as their servants. Chinam nimkartem, you were sold for naught. V'lo b'chesef tigo'elu. And therefore, without money, you'll be redeemed. Kicho amar Hashem Elokim, for so says Hashem Elokim, Mitzrayim yorad ami v'rishona. To Mitzrayim, my nation went down originally. Logur sham. To sojourn there. They went down to Mitzrayim to live there for a short time. They didn't have food. As Rashi says, the Egyptians, hoyulahem ktsas chov aleihem. They did have some credit against us. We owed Mitzrayim something. We were starving. Yaakov went down with his family. They were taken care of. We owed something to them. So I can understand that we were in Mitzrayim for a while. 210 years we were there. But Mitzrayim, there was a reason why they had some claim that we should be enslaved. Because Mitzrayim, Yorad Ami Vorishona, we went to them originally, Logur Sham, to sojourn. V'ashur, but Ashur, be'efes ashoko. For no reason, they oppressed them without justification. And the Mephorshim mention, the Radak says, Ki melech Ashur hu melech Bavel. The king of Ashur is the king of Bavel. It's the same Ashur. He refers to the Syrian Empire, but it also refers to the Babylonian Empire. Sancheirov and his army would wipe that outside Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar was one of the few to escape. And then from then, immediately, you had the Babylonian Empire. It's like one. In Ashur be'efes ashoko, Ashur oppressed Klal Yisrael without justification, for no reason. And indeed, we remained in Golus Bavel a very short time. They had no rights that we should be their slaves. We were only in Golus Bavel for 70 years. But v'atamali ponu Hashem. But Hashem says now, when we look at the Golus we're in now, it's so long. And it's without justification. Why should Edom, why should Rome have such a control over Klal Yisrael for so many centuries? Va'atamali ponu Hashem. Hashem says, why should I remain here? Kilukach ami chinam. For my people was taken for no reason. In other words, again, we deserved it because of the Yetzihara. As Rashi says, chinam here for nothing means the Yetzihara. It's nothing of... It could be in general, the Yetzihara is also called chinam. The truth is, that's what the Yetzihara is. There is no substance to the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara is the world of fantasy. You know, again, if you always look at the advertisements they used to have, like, years ago, the advertisements for like cigarettes, Marlboro cigarettes. They had a guy on the horse with a lasso, you know, and he was like, you know, he looked like a tough guy who could take on the world, you know, a cowboy. And somehow that had to do with like smoking. Now, exactly what the two have to do with one with the other is not clear exactly. Or they'll show you a car and they'll try to convince you to buy this newest model car and they'll show you some beautiful scenery or something like that should be a reason to buy the car. But that's what it is. It's all fantasy. There's nothing to it. If you look at it realistically, why should a person be interested in all these olam hazeh? If a person goes, a person will... The menu at a restaurant, they'll show you the ambiance, they'll show you people laughing and having a good time and enjoying themselves. And you think to yourself, if I just eat in that place, if I go to that restaurant, I'll also have a good time. It's the whole Olam Hazeh. It's all a fantasy, a dream, an illusion that a person feels there's something to it. It's chinam, it's nothing. But kicho amar Hashem, so Hashem said to Mitzrayim chinam nimkartem, you were sold for nothing. And now, V'atamali ponum Hashem kilukacha michinam. Again, there's no reason why the goyim should have control over us. That's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using to purify Klal Yisrael. They're being used for us to experience the galus, but they have no claim on us. Kilukacha michinam. Moshlov Yehelilu, their rulers glorify themselves. Neum Hashem, Hashem says, "Yisamid kol hayom shmi menoatz," and constantly, kol hayom, all day, shmi menoatz, my name is blasphemed, and they speak out against Hashem. Also, the Malbim points out, Mitzrayim yorad ami borishona. Mitzrayim never came to us to enslave us. We went there. We placed ourselves in that situation. We went down to Mitzrayim, and then they didn't allow us to leave. And they enslaved us, and they mistreated us. But we were the ones who came in their boundaries. Ashur attacked Klal Yisrael. They came to our country. Be'efes Ashoko, and for no reason, they went ahead and they oppressed us. But that didn't last very long. Va'ata, but now we have a situation where Rome, Golus Edom, where they came to Eretz Yisrael and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they came to our territory, and it's the Golus is lasting so long. So Hashem says the Geula can come any time. There's no reason why we should be remaining here. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Nun Beis, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata. The Gemara says there's four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like, almost regrets that he ever created. And one is this whole concept of Golus. Hashem says, Malipo, what am I doing here? What's the point of it all? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoped we'd go to Golus, and that would purify Klal Yisrael, it'd accomplish whatever it's supposed to accomplish, and that would be over. But it's going on and on and on. It's as if Kaviyochel, the Navi presents it as if Hashem regrets. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be. But as the Yaivitz in that Gemara points out, the Torah itself does that. It says, Vayinochem Hashem ki osas adam ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sang, Vayinochem Hashem. Hashem as if he seems to have changed his mind. It's presented in a way that we could understand, as if a person would do such a thing. And here also Hashem says, Mali ponu Hashem. What am I doing here? Why am I here so long? And Imo Anochi Betzora. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always together with Klal Yisrael in their suffering. Hashem says it's not just you who are in Golus. Hashem says, I'm in Golus. Malipo, what am I doing here? Neum Hashem. Hashem says, Kilukacha michinom, for my nation has been taken for naught. One last thought on this. Ashur be'efes ashoko. Another way to understand that. Ashur oppressed Klal Yisrael for naught. Be'efes. That means that Ashur themselves became nothing. Look at the result. The mighty Assyrian Empire was totally destroyed outside Yerushalayim. That was their result. So what are we doing now? Kilukacha michina, my nation has been taken. Moshlov Yehililu Neum Hashem. And those that rule over Klal Yisrael glorify themselves that they're the powerful ones who are able to rule over Klal Yisrael. V'samid kol hayom shmi menoatz. And they speak out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they blaspheme. So Hashem says, Lachen yeda ami shmi. Therefore, the time will come, yeda ami shmi. My people shall know my name. The name of God that's been desecrated and reviled and blasphemed. Now Klal Yisrael will see the Geula and yeda ami shmi. They'll know my name. They'll know Yud Kei Vav Kei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, will be. Hashem controls everything. They'll know Hashem's strength, Hashem's power. They'll know Hashem. Lochein Bayom Ahu. Therefore, on that day, they'll know Ki Anihu Hamedaber. I am the one who is speaking. That the nevuahs that have been said, that there'll be a geula, it's Ki Anihu Hamedaber. I, Hashem, am the one who is speaking. Hineni, here I am. Hashem is ready to bring the geula. Manovu al hehorim. How pleasant on the mountains are Ragli Mavaser, the footsteps of the herald, the one who's going to announce the good news. Mashmia Shalom, he's going to announce peace. Mavaser Tov, herald good tidings. Mashmia Yeshua, announcing the salvation. Omer Letzion Malach Elokoyich. He's going to say to Tzion Malach Elokoyich, your God has reigned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules. And as the Malbim explains, there are a few different stages, a few different parts to this pasuk, and each one we're going to elaborate on. How beautiful on the mountains are the Ragli Mavaser, the footsteps of the herald who's coming to spread the good news. The first step is Mashmia Shalom. He's going to announce peace. That what we've been suffering in Golos, there won't be an enemy anymore. There'll be peace. Nobody will be our attacking Klal Yisrael. Nobody will hate Klal Yisrael. There'll be peace. That's the first step. And the rest of it we're going to explain in the following psukim. Afterwards, there'll be Mavaser Tov. There'll be the one who heralds the good tidings, the good news, that the Beis Hamikdash will be built. The monarchy, Malchus Beis David, will again sprout forth as Tzemach David Avdecha Meir Satzmiach. That's the good news. The next point is Mashmia Yeshua. He'll announce the salvation, that all of Klal Yisrael will be gathered in. There'll be the Kibbutz Golios. It will all be gathered back to Eretz Yisrael. And then after that, Omer Letzion Malach Elokoyich, the whole world will accept Hashem. And they will say, the whole world will say about Zion, we see Malach Elokoyich, your God reigns. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Elokei Tzion, who's the God of Tzion, will be acknowledged and accepted by the whole world. Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol. The voice of your lookouts. Nosu Kol, they raise their voice. Yachdov Yiranenu, and they sing out together. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, we all know the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba, all of Klal Yisrael has a portion in the Olam Haba. The Mishnah continues, except for the few who don't. And one of them is that a person has to know that Tchiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, is such a pivotal, such an important, central concept of Klal Yisrael. It's such an integral part of Judaism. It's not just elaborated and discussed by the Chachamim in the Gemara, but it actually has a source in Tanakh. And the Gemara has many, many sources where it could be alluded to in the Psukim. This is one of them. The Gemara points out, Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol, the lookouts here could be referring to the Nevi'im. All the prophets through the ages who have looked out and seen what will be in the future. Nosu Kol, and they all raise their voice. Yachdov, it doesn't say Rinanu, they sang out. But Yiranenu, they will sing out. Anyone who was a tzofayich, anybody who was a lookout, who was a navi, who was a choze, anyone who was able to see the future for Klal Yisrael, Yachdav Yiranenu, they will sing out. There's an allusion to Tchias HaMesim, a remez, that they'll all come back to life and they'll sing out. Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru. Because everyone will surely see with their own eyes Beshuv Hashem Tzion, when Hashem returns to Tzion. The Malbim understands it as there's a mavaser, a herald. He knows he found out what's going to happen, and he comes as a runner to announce the news. The Geul is on its way, and he comes and he's running to bring you the news. And as he's coming on the mountains, the mavaser, there's a lookout on the mountain. And he's a scout to see what's happening in the distance. As the mavaser comes with this good news that there's a geula, the redemption is here. Kol tzofayich nosu kol. The voice of your lookouts. Nosu kol. Together. The herald and the lookout together. Nosu kol. They raise their voice. Yachdav Yiranenu, and they sing out together, because as we hear the news of the Geula, the lookout sees the Geula. It happens together. Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru. The Novi has an eye. He has a prophetic vision, and he sees. But that's not a human eye. We're talking here about the Geula. Ki Ayin the eye. Bi'ayin, in the eye, in the human eye, meaning the Navi together with his prophetic vision, in the flesh and blood eye that every mortal has, that the lookout has, the Kol Tzofayich, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, the Navi together with the people, they'll see Beshuv Hashem Tzion when Hashem returns to Tzion. And now we're going to elaborate on each one of the phrases that we mentioned before. The Mavaser Tov, the one who's going to announce the good. This is the Kol Tzofayich. This is the lookout announcing the good news. The lookouts will see that also. Pitzchu. Ranenu Yachdov, Chorvos Yerushalayim. The next step after the Mavaser Tov is the Mashmia Yeshua, the one who's going to announce the salvation, which we said meaning the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the sprouting forth again of Malchus Beis David, the royal family. Pitzchu ranenu yachdov chorvos Yerushalayim. They'll open up ranenu yachdov and sing out together chorvos Yerushalayim, the ruins of Yerushalayim. Together with the lookouts, the tzofim and the mavasrim, the Yerushalayim itself will now sing out, which is where the people are. Kinicham Hashem Amo, because Hashem has comforted his people. Goal Yerushalayim, and he's redeemed Yerushalayim. That there'll be a kibbutz Golios, we'll all be gathered in from all over the world. There'll be the Mashmia Yeshua. The Yeshua will come. Chosav Hashem as Zeroah Kodsho. And the last step, again, the Mavaser Tov, to announce the good tidings, that's Posek Ches, the Tzofayich. Together they raise their voice and they sing out, Beshuv Hashem Tzion. Hashem has returned to Tzion, which is where the Beis HaMikdash is, which is where Malchus Beis David is. That's the Mavaser Tov. The Mashmia Yeshua, the salvation, is Klal Yisrael being gathered from all over the world. That's Pasuk Tes. Pitzchu ranenu yachdov chorvos Yerushalayim. To open and burst forth in song the ruins of Yerushalayim. That's where the people live. Sion is where the royal family is. Yerushalayim is the people. And now the people, the ruins of Yerushalayim will sing out because they're populated by Klal Yisrael who've come from all over the world by the Geula. Ki nicham Hashem amo, because Hashem will have comforted His people. Goal Yerushalayim, He'll have redeemed Yerushalayim. That's the Yeshua. And the last stage is the Omer Letzion Malach Elokoyach. We mentioned that the whole world will realize Hashem is the King, is the Elohim, the God of Tzion. Pasuk Yud. Chosaf Hashem as Zeroa Kodsho. Hashem has kaviyochol, as if it's in a figurative sense, He's bared His holy arm, la'ene kol agoyim, before the eyes of all the nations. And we've mentioned before, the Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, shows how Hashem controls and he punishes, or he controls what's happening. Zeroa, the arm, is above the hand. It's the force behind the hand. It's what moves the hand. Meaning Hashem will show His complete control, not that it's our zechusim that bring about the Yad Hashem, but Hashem has bared His holy arm, le'ene kol agoyim, before the eyes of all the nations. V'ro kolav se'oretz, and all the ends of the earth will see. Es Yeshua Elokeinu, the salvation of our God. They'll see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought the Geula. Suru, Suru, turn away, turn away. Tzumisham, get out from there, leave Golus. Tamei Al Tigo, it's defiled. Al Tigo, don't touch your place in Chutz La'aretz. The Golus itself, the land, has a tumah. We have to go back to the Holy Land, back to the land of Kedusha. Leave Golus, Al Tigo, don't touch it anymore. And then there's the people that we're among. We're among a group of Goyim. Tzu mitocha, go out mitocha from within. Go out from inside the Golus. When you're surrounded by the Goyim, Tzu mitocha, Hiboru, cleanse yourself. Nose klei Hashem, the bearers of Hashem's armor. It's an interesting, unusual adjective for Klal Yisrael. We're described as those who carry Hashem's armor, the strength, the weapons of Hashem in this world. We're the ones who are the bearers of the clay Hashem. So leave the Golus that it's coming. Don't touch it. That's the land of Chutz La'aretz. Tzu mitocha, go out from amongst the people. Hiboru, and Hiboru comes from the fact to cleanse yourself even in your thoughts. You have to elevate yourself to a kedusha. Niki kapayim ubar levav. Bar levav means a purity of heart. Ubar, bar levav is Hiboru. You have to cleanse yourself, as the Malbim says, and the taharas harayon v'hamachshova, that your mind has to be totally connected to Hashem and to Kedusha. Hiboru nose klei Hashem. Purify yourself, who are those Klal Yisrael who bear Hashem's armor. Ki lo b'chi pozon teitzeyu. You will not leave in chaos. Uvi menusa lo se lechun, and you won't go in flight. You won't be fleeing. Ki holech lifneichem Hashem, for Hashem will go before you. Umasivchem Elokei Yisrael, and the one who gathers you in will be Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. He'll be the rear guard. When we traveled in the desert, Don was the Maaseh Lecho HaMachanos. Shevet Don, the tribe of Don, was the one who gathered them in. He was called the Maaseh. Here, Maasivchem Elokei Yisrael. It's as if Hashem is in back of us, so we're not fleeing, we're not afraid of the goyim. The Malbim says that there, the word chipozon means when you want to get somewhere quickly, which is an interesting explanation. When it says ki b'chipozon yotzos me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you left Mitzrayim b'chipozon in haste, the Malbim says the word chipozon means when you want to get somewhere, and we were rushing to our Sinai to get the Torah. That's the term of chipozon. But there we were rushing, and we left Mitzrayim. And after we left Mitzrayim, the Egyptians started chasing after us. At that point, it became Uvi Menusa. We're like fleeing from the Egyptians who are chasing us. So you had both. You had a chipozon. We initially left rushing to our Sinai. And when the Egyptians left after us and came after us, then we were fleeing. We had both. When the final geula comes, kilo b'chipozon teitzeyu. You won't go out b'chipozon. It's not like you'll be racing because you have to get somewhere. Hashem is right in front of you. He's right in front of you. It's not like you have to get to a Har Sinai. The Shekhinah is right there. So you won't go out with a chipozon. Uvi menusa lo seleichun. And likewise, you won't be going fleeing. You won't be fleeing from the goyim because Hashem is in back of you. Ki holech lifneichem Hashem. That's why there's no chipozon. Hashem is right with you, right in front of you. And you're not running away from what's behind because umasifchem Elokei Yisrael. The one who gathers you in is the Elokei Yisrael. It's always fascinating in Lashon HaKodesh. There aren't that many words, relatively compared with other languages. There aren't that many words. But the words there are so intertwined and connected, and words have similar spellings and meanings, and there's such a chokhmah, such a wisdom in the actual words of Lashon HaKodesh that it's not found anywhere else. There's no other language that is comparable. Over here, the word chipozon, as the Malbim explained, chipozon is when you're in a rush to get somewhere. I saw Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch had a son, Rav Mendel, and he wrote a sefer on the Haftorahs. So I was looking and seeing what he says on this Haftorah. And he says the word chipozon, ches pei zayin, chofaz, is like the word chofatz, the zzz and the tz. The Zion and the Tzadi come from the same Motza Ha'osios, the same source. Chipozon is like from the word Chepetz, to one. Chofaz, Chofatz. In fact, I recall seeing once in Rav Breuer's Sefer in Novi, he was a grandson of Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, and Rav Breuer writes the word chazon when a Novi has a vision. It's called chazon, choza, like the word chotza. Chotza is like to make a separation. Because a Novi saw things, but it was always through what was called an aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. He didn't see it clearly like Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't like he saw everything like it was right in front of him. It was behind, like, behind a veil, behind some type of partition, depending on the Navi. Some had a greater level of Nevuah, lesser level of Nevuah. But there was the Chazon, was the Chatz, from the word like a Chatzon, there was a Mechitza, there was a separation. Choza and Chatza, Chotza. Here's the same idea. Chipozon is like the word Chefetz, where you want to go. You won't be going out b'chipozon because you have to get somewhere, because Hashem is right with you. And you won't be fleeing from the enemy because Hashem is right behind us. Next week in Yirtzeh Hashem, I would like to stop here. This is actually right near the end of this kapitel. I once, Rav Shimon Schwab, We're quoting a lot from the Breuer's Kehila this week. Rav Shimon Schwab once pointed out, people, usually when they refer to Navi, they say Perek. And when it comes to Tehillim, they use the word Kapitel. Kapitel is a chapter, you know, but it doesn't seem to have the holy... It's not a Perek, it's Kapitel, what people call a chapter. He pointed out it's really the exact opposite. The Gemara says in Brachos that Tehillim is arranged in the Prokim as a divine order to it. There's a certain Borchi Nafshi is at this place in Navi, Kapitel, a certain number of Prokim before. In Tehillim it's really Prokim. The rest of the Navi is really Kapitlach, it's chapters. Here the printer happens to make Perek Nun Gimel starts in a few Pesukim, and this is like Pesuk Gimel is the end of Perek Nun Beis. But as we'll learn next time, this is actually beginning from Pesuk Yud Gimel, Hine Yaskil Avdi, is a nevuah about how Klal Yisrael, who's been the suffering servant of Hashem through the centuries, will now be realized as the source of all good in the world. And this we'll learn that the missionaries misconstrue these psukim, this and the next parak, and Amir Tzashem will begin proving the correct pshat and the psukim next week, Amir Tzashem.